This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Gesunter Zimmer, as they say. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua, Maseches Ksubos, Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis. Boy Minei Rami Bar Chama Mirav Chisda. Rami Bar Chama asked of Rav Chisda the following question. Harei Zagiteich, here's your get. But only be divorced with it after 30 days. And what did she do? She went and she left it on the side of the Rishus HaRabim. Mahu, what's the halacha? In other words, is the fact that the get is in the Rishus HaRabim, does that allow her to be divorced in 30 days? He gave her the get and he said, I only want it to be chal in 30 days. What is the halacha? Now, basically, the get is going to have to be in her rishus when the 30 days are over. And the question is the fact that it's on the side of the rishus harabim, is that enough to be considered in her rishus? Now, we did see that in a simta, it's a question we had earlier whether it's a place where you could make a kinyan or not. It might be an area, a simta might be an area where the yisoimim, so to speak, automatically get it, and you can't make a kinyan. But the question is, let's say you put it on the side of the Rishus HaRabim. Amar Lei, so Rav Chisda said back, Eina Megureshes mid Rav Shmuel, she's not divorced, like Rav and Shmuel said, Rav Shmuel, Damar Tavayu, V'hu Shet Tzibur Numunachem Rishus HaRabim, that in order to grab the fruits that are not attached to the tree, it has to be in a Rishus HaRabim. This way, the Yarshim don't have ownership over it. But so what do we learn from here? That in Rishus HaRabim, it's not a kinyan, right? In other words, Rav and Shmuel both say that if it's in the Rishus HaRabim, then that's the only place where anyone can make a kinyan on it. And presumably then, Vitzidei Rishus HaRabim K'Rishus HaRabim Dami. The side of Rishus HaRabim is like the Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, just like Rav and Shmuel said that in Rishus HaRabim, the Yisoimim don't have a kinyan on it, and nobody has a kinyan on it, so too, the side of Rishus HaRabim should be like Rishus HaRabim, and therefore in this case, the woman should not be divorced. So this is what Rav Chisda said to Rami Bar Chama. So Rami Bar Chama says back, Adarabba, just the opposite, Megureshes mid Rav Nachman, Am Rav Nachman, Am Rabba Ravua, Haimer L'chaveroi, Zon says to his friend, Meshoich Parazu, pull this para, V'loi Tia Knuya L'cha, and you should not own it, Ad L'achar Shloish Yom Yom, until after 30 days, Kana, you're kinda it, V'afilu Oymedes Ba'agam, even if the animal is standing in an agam, in a swamp. So what do we see from here? That after 30 days, you're koina it, even if it's standing in an agam. So we're comparing an agam to tzidei rishus harabim. Just like an agam, you're koina it, so too, tzidei rishus harabim, you would be able to make a kinyan. So in other words, if the get is in the tzidei rishus harabim, it should work. This is very difficult to understand, because in the case of Meshoich Parazu, the Gemara said we're talking about where you said Me'achshav. Remember? The Gemara says we're talking about where you said you're coining it now, from now. So the fact that it's in an agam doesn't make you be coining it. You're really coining it from retroactively, from originally. So in this case, when you said Harei Zagitech, did you also say Me'achshav? Taisu says, B'da'amar that we're talking about, by the way, let's start with the third Taisus. The Gemara wanted to say that you're not koined. Why? Because Rav and Shmuel say we're talking about it's tzibur nu menachem rishus harabim. So there's no kinyan in the rishus harabim. Why? And then the Gemara says, Adarabba, you are divorced from Rav, like Rav Nachman said. Why didn't the Gemara say Adarabba? Because why didn't the Gemara say Rav and Shmuel say Simta loy mahani mitzvisa? Simta doesn't work. So what do we see from there? That in a simta, we see that tfitza does not help, that you cannot make a kinyan. Toysa says, Meklal depshitale, the simta adifa le'inyan kinyan, tfei mitzi de'rishas rahamim. That from here we see that it's pashat, that simta is better for legabe kinyan than sidei rishus harabim, but agam and sidei rishus harabim, somehow they're being compared together. So we see that simta is better than an agam. Meaning, why would a simta not help? Because simta, it's kaina, right? In other words, simta is more of a makam kinyan than sidei rishus harabim. In other words, why don't the Gemara say adaraba? Simta, tfisa doesn't help. That shows you can't, that simta is koine and you can't do tfisa there. So shouldn't that show tzidei risha sarabim you should be koine? No, it must be simta is better than tzidei risha sarabim. Agam and tzidei risha sarabim are being compared. Okay. Then the next Tosfos says that we're talking about where you said mayachshav, like the Gemara said earlier, and daf pei beis. So by get also, l'chayra Rami Bar Chama Shaila is where you said Mayachshav. Why? Because if you didn't say Mayachshav, and the Gerishin is only after 30 days, it should have to be in her Chatzar. Okay. The Gemara continues here. The Gemara says, Loi, don't bring a raya from Agam. Agam l'chud v'tzidei rishas harabim l'chud. Just because Agam, your koine, it doesn't mean Tzidei Rishus Harabim, your koine. Agam is more of a kinyan than Tzidei Rishus Harabim. Ika da Amri, there are those who flip this. Amar Lei, where when Rami Bar Chama asked the question, Rav Chisda said back, Migaresh es mid Rav Nachman. Because Rav Nachman said, you're divorced if it's an Agam, but Tzidei Rishus Harabim ka Agam dami. And to which the Gemara says, Adaraba, just the opposite, Eina Migaresh es mid Rav Shmuel. Because Rav and Shmuel says that if it's in the Rishus Harabim, then no one is koine it. And L'chaira, Rishus Harabim is the same as Tzidei Rishus Harabim. My love, Hainu Rishus Harabim, Hainu Tzidei Rishus Harabim. Loi, Rishus Harabim L'chud, but Tzidei Rishus Harabim L'chud. Rishus Harabim, you can't make a Kenyan. Tzidei Rishus Harabim, there's more of a Svara that you should be able to make a Kenyan. Zok the Mishnah. Hamoishev es ishtoi chenvenes. One who positions his wife as a storekeeper. Let's say you have a store, you have a dry goods store, and you make your wife the storekeeper. Now it's very interesting. Do you trust your wife? Let's say you suspect that she's stealing from you. You know? You suspect that she's dishonest with your property. Oishamina apachapa. Or you point her as an overseer of your estate or your general affairs. Hareza mashbia kozmanchios. You can make her swear whenever you want. Normally, you can't make somebody swear unless you have a claim against them. You know, normally if you would want to make somebody swear, you have to have a valid reason to be able to make them swear. But the halacha is that when it comes to a woman, in order to protect your interests, you're allowed to make her swear whenever you want. Rebbe Lezer Omer, Rebbe Lezer says, Afilu al pilcha ve'alisa, so you can even make her swear on her spindle and on her dough. Meaning, if you suspect somehow that she was dishonest in doing things around the house, you could also impose a shvua on her. Now the question is, when Rabbi Lezer said you could impose a shvua on her spindle and on her dough, does that mean once you're making her swear as a storekeeper or an overseer, agav, you can make her swear on the pilcha isasa, or is it stamazai? Ibailahu. Rabbi Lezer, when he said that you could make her swear, is it you're making her swear by rolling upon her the shvua, or is it lechadchila you could make her swear? Tashma, come in here. Amru loy le Rabbi Lezer. They said to Rabbi Lezer, the Chachamim, the Tanakhama, said to Rabbi Lezer, in adam darim nachash bechfifa. Person can't live together with a snake in the same basket. Meaning, if you're going to be making her swear on household chores, then you're making, this is a relationship that is impossible. Says Gemara, I am Rabbi Shlomo lechadchila, if Rabbi Lezer is of the opinion that you could make her swear off the bat about her sewing and about her her dough, Shaper. So I understand what the Chachamim say, that this relationship is untenable. Eli Amr Ali De Gilgal, but if the husband's making her swear, agav, the other things, when she's, let's say when she's a storekeeper or an overseer, my nafkalamina, what's the ramification over here? What difference does it make? In other words, you're not just making her swear indiscriminately, you're only making her swear in a case where agav, she's overseeing your business, you make her swear. So why would that destroy the relationship? The answer is, d'amrele, she could say, kivan dekadaikit basroi kulehai. Since he could say to her, that I'm sorry, she could say to him, since you're micromanaging so much, lemetsina d'adar badach, I can't live with you. Meaning maybe really he can only make her swear agav being an administrator. But if he could go so far as to micromanage how she's taking care of the household items, so then she could say that this is an untenable situation. Fine. Tashma, come in here, Hare Shalai Pateres Ishtai Mina Neder Umina Shvua. Let's say a husband did not exempt his wife from making a neder or making a shvua. We're going to see that it's possible for a man to exempt his wife from making a neder or making a shvua. Now, what is this neder referring to? Rashi says that if you look in Gittin on Lamed Daled Amud Beis, that they stopped requiring a woman to swear. What is this talking about? Normally, if a woman wants to collect her ksuba, the halacha was she had to swear that she did not previously collect her ksuba. However, the chachamim were mevatel that she no longer had to swear because we were afraid she would not swear truthfully. But then Ram Gamliel was masakein that instead of swearing, she would make a neder. Okay? But if a husband wants, he could exempt his wife from swearing to collect her ksuba, or from making a neder to collect the ksuba. So we're talking about a situation where he did not exempt his wife from making a neder or a shvua. V'hoishiva chenmenes, he made her a storekeeper, v'hoishamina apotropia, or he appointed her an apotropis. Hareza mashbia kozman shiyirza. He could make her swear whenever he wants. He can make her swear whenever he wants. Fine, v'hoishiva chenmenes. But if he did not make her a storekeeper, v'loy min apotropia, or if he did not appoint her an overseer, eino yachal hashbia, he can't make her swear. Rabbi Lezer says, afal pi shelo yashiva chenvenes, even if he didn't make her a storekeeper, v'loy min apotropia, hareza mashbia kol zman sheyirtza, he could make her swear whenever he wants. What do we see from here? That Rabbi Lezer's shita is he can make her swear even if it's not a gilgal from a different shvua. There's no woman who was not an overseer for one moment in the life of her husband. Al pilcha, either over let's say, for her spindle, the alisasa, or for her dough. So according to Rebbe Lezer, he could always make her swear off the bat to swear regarding anything. Amrulai, the Chacham says, Rebbe Lezer, in Adam Darim Nachash Bechvifa. A person can't live with a snake in the same basket. But Lamaisa, we see from here, Shema Mina, from here we see Lechatchila, that Rebbe Lezer holds that he can make her swear to begin with. Shema Mina, this in fact is a conclusive proof. Fine. Zuck the Mishnah. Kasavla. If he wrote to her, Neder Ushva in li alayich, I do not have an oath. I do not have a neder. A neder is when somebody creates an isser that they're not going to get hana from something. Ushvua, or an oath, in li alayich, I don't have on you. Meaning, he says, I will not require you to take a neder or a shvua, and yachal hashbia, he cannot make her swear. Aval mashbia hu es yarsheha, he can make her yarshim swear, vesabam bershusa, and anyone who comes because of her. Let's say he divorced her, and then she dies, and her yarshim want the ksuba. So just because she didn't have to swear, but now the yarshim do have to swear. Or if, let's say, somebody who comes because of her, what does that mean? Let's say she gave over her ksuba to somebody else. She got divorced, and then she died, so the ones who bought the ksuba, they would still have to swear. Just because he exempted her from swearing, he didn't exempt her heirs or those who come because of her. Neder ushvua ein li alayach. Let's say he wrote, I don't have a neder shvua on you, v'al yar shayach, or on your heirs, v'alabam bershusech, or those who come because of you, ein ala yachal ashvi, he can't make her swear. Lo'yi, he can't make her swear, v'lo yarsha, not her heirs, v'lo yasabam bershusech, not those who come because of her. But aval yarshav, his heirs, mashbiyanois, who could make her swear, that's yarshav esabam bershusech. His heirs could make her swear, because he only exempted the shvua, but he never exempted his heirs or those who come because of him to allow make her or those who come because of her to swear. Halcha mikah. Okay. Now neder shvua ein li. If I don't have a neder shvua on you, v'lo li yarshai, nor do my heirs have on you, v'lo li bam b'shus, and not those who come because of me, and we don't have on you alayich v'al yarshach, and those who inherit you v'al bam b'shusach, those who come because of you, any yachal hashbia, he can't make them take an oath. Lo yihu, not him, v'lo yarshav, not his heirs, v'lo yabam b'shusai, lo yaisa, can't make her swear, v'lo yarsheha, not her yarshim, v'lo yabam b'shusa. Fine. The Mishnah then says, Halcha mikarabala beisavet. Let's say she goes from the grave of her husband died, to her father's house. Now we're talking about, like we said before, she was exempted from a shvua. However, she's only exempted from a shvua for any business dealings that took place before the husband died. But we're going to see, if she went from the kever of her husband to the house of her father, or even if she returned to her father-in-law's house, and she's no longer overseeing his businesses, then the heirs cannot make her swear because they already exempted her. But if she is now continually or for the first time acting as an overseer, the heirs could make her swear for future overseeing. However, they cannot make her swear for things that happened in the past while the husband was still alive. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, this is Peivav Amud Beis, and we are actually up to date. So, Bez Hashem, with Hashem's help, tomorrow night there will be a regular Wednesday night shir, and then Sunday we'll have the Eon shir, hopefully on Peivav Amud Beis. And miraculously, we're still hanging in there. Okay. Shkayach. Agitavach. Agazunta zamar. Kaltav.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Kaltav.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.